Mirror. On the first day of school, I walk into homeroom chanting a silent mantra. This is not my real life. This is not my real life. Just in case Rockhook Harbor High sucks. The first person I notice is a boy at the back of the room. Not only is he sitting alone while most of the students mill around in small groups or pairs, he's somehow solitary. Sitting back in his chair with his head lowered, shaggy black hair nearly covering his eyes, which are focused on the small paperback book in his hands. He looks like he's trying to hide. He also looks familiar. I'm not sure if this is the reason I can't tear my gaze from his face. It's bruised along one side and sculpted, almost delicate, although the strong-looking shoulders and muscled arms beneath his white t-shirt are not. His eyelashes are so long they cast shadows on his cheekbones, and below the hollow of his cheeks, a hint of darkness runs along his jaw, setting off the full bow of his mouth, a curved crescent lifting a little at the corners now. Our eyes meet. Sadness. Loneliness. Like looking in a mirror. The impression is unnerving, then suddenly gone as if a sheer curtain has dropped, so that I find myself staring into startlingly light gray eyes, their only expression one of amusement. The slight curve of the boy's lips grows into a grin. Hurriedly, making my way to an empty chair, I sit down, shaken and embarrassed. Geez, someone behind me snickers. Just ask for her number. Glancing over my shoulder, I watch a girl with long, dark hair slide behind the boy. Her coloring, fair skin, blue eyes, and something about the way she moves remind me of Lila. His grin is gone now. The boy pulls his chair in, making room for her to pass. But even with the extra space, she manages to bump up against him as she heads toward the next chair over in order to retrieve a purse that's nearly large enough to be mistaken for a slumping student. Then she sidles back toward the boy, stopping directly in front of him. She might.